This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Fasiha Sharif has been a journalist in Peshawar, KP, Pakistan since 2009. She's currently working as a reporter for the state radio agency Radio Pakistan. Fasiha is visiting and working in the WVXU newsroom on a three-week assignment, and she joins us to share her thoughts on her experiences at home and here in the U.S. And if you'd like to join the discussion, you can call us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Fasiha, tell us about the program that brought you to the U.S. You're one of, what, 20 journalists, is it, from various parts of Pakistan that are visiting?
Yeah, thank you so much. And we are 20 journalists in the U.S. Nowadays. And this is basically a Pakistan-U.S. Professional Journalist Exchange Program. So every year, 20 Pakistanis comes to U.S. and they have been assigned to different states, and they have been assigned to different stations. Maybe someone is in TV, so he has been assigned to TV, and as I belong to radio over there, so I am here for my 3 weeks internship. So and the interesting thing is the U.S. journalist also visited Pakistan, so it's just like an exchange program. They came to Pakistan and we came here, and just to exchange our cultural things, and just to have an idea what kind of environment we have in Pakistan's newsroom and in U.S. newsrooms. So this is you can say a program of ICFJ, International Center for the Journalist, and the State of America as well. And in Pakistan, they have the partners like United States Education Foundation in Pakistan. So basically they are the partners, and they're just sponsoring the program just to bring journalists here and just to Pakistan.
Were you picked? Did you have to apply for the program, or how did that work?
Yeah, I applied. I filled 11 pages form. Yeah. When I was applying online, it was hectic, I just applied online, and then through a long process, you know, 500 candidates were there, and fortunately from KP, our province, I was the only lady who is just selected, because only three ladies were there who applied and appeared in the interview, but I got the chance to come here in U.S.
Now, your first stop was Washington, D.C. What kinds of things were you doing in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, in Washington, D.C., we spent four days over there, and we have, you can say, an orientation sessions over there. We met with the government officials over there, you can say, the embassy officers, Embassy of Pakistan's, and some are from different organizations that leads U.S., and we put... you can say we put some strong questions on them too, but it was a great day. Great days were there, because we were very much unfamiliar with the culture of U.S. It helps us to know about the culture, the people of the U.S., how they are going to answer our questions. They are very humble while answering, sometimes we were harsh, but it is just like the practices in U.S. and Pakistan. This was the, you can say, difference in the journalism.
What's your impression of the nation's capital? What did you think of it? How did it compare to home?
I would say I observed too many things while my stay in Washington, D.C. and when I came to Cincinnati. America has multicultural things here. I can find Mexican, Africans, Pakistanis, and Indians more. Most of the time, all the restaurants and all the things are from Indians. They're Indians. So I think you people have great heart to stay all to get all the people from all over the world. They just came here. You people are very humble to them. And the very interesting thing that I observed here is everyone is very kind to every religion. So this is the, you can say, an interesting thing, and it is a good thing.
Were you surprised by how multicultural the U.S. is?
Yeah, I was surprised because I was just watching the movies of these areas, and I was assuming they were all whites over there, all around. But I find different people over here. I find Mexican restaurant was quite nearer to our subcontinent taste. So I visited over there, and here I am.
What's it like to be a journalist in Pakistan?
Well, the practices of journalism is quite similar in US and Pakistan, but we work in much tougher phase over there because of war of terrorism and all thing. We are not safe all the time. We have to struggle a lot to dig out the facts, and we are all the time, all the journalists are on the pinpoint of terrorists. So if we talk about something about the military, the militants attack us, and if we talk about the militants, military attacks us. So we are facing troubles. Rather, you people are quite safe and quite. That's why you are humble and covering some developmental issues as well.
What are some of the stories and the issues that you cover for Radio Pakistan?
Yeah, I mean, I worked for the people of FATA, that is federally administrated tribal area, that is on the you can say on the hit list of terrorists, and you are listening all the day the news of operations over there and all things. So I've been there for 2 years. I worked for them just to give them the hope of new life, and how they can move to the new life from the terrorism and all the activities that are going around. And most of the time I worked for the ladies over there, the legal rights of women over there. And after that, in Radio Pakistan, I'm covering the developmental issues, the people who are injured in bomb blast or something, just to give them a hope how they can back to their life, and how they can survive without, you know, without hands, without feet. So all the things, and how they can start their businesses, small businesses for earning, because no one can be able to do anything without hands or feet, and, you know, all the things. So after getting injured, the new life, the new hope for the new life.
How's your visit to Cincinnati going? What kinds of things you've been doing since you've been here?
Yeah, it's good. It's really great. I think Ohio, basically the state Ohio, is an interesting state. I was a bit scared about that when I was coming to Ohio. I said, I don't know a lot of things about Ohio, but I visited Cleveland. I visited last week. I go to Athens. So, and I am in Cincinnati. So it is good. It is really good. I'm enjoying. First week was about, homesickness and all the things, struggles going around. But now I think I'm settled down, and I'm observing all the things very keenly, and I'm enjoying all the things.
We have about 30 seconds left. What's the one thing that's made the biggest impression on you in your visit?
The traffic.
Better or worse?
Better, because I find the signals for the people who are walking. We don't have such signals in Pakistan, so I'm impressed with that. And another thing, I know, people are very kind. All the people are very kind. I just love them.
Thank you, Fasiha. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Fasiha Sharif with Radio Pakistan. She's visiting WVXU for the next several weeks as part of her trip to the U.S. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's program is Pete Reitmeier. The technical director is Bruce Ellis. I'm Mark Haney.